Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here for this episode where I'm going to be talking about how to increase your sexual desire and pleasure. And in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about the benefits of having orgasms for your health and well-being, as well as some tips to add some more excitement, some more passion into your sex life. So do be sure to listen out for both this episode and the next one. In our more transparent, global, modern world today, the area of sexual desire and pleasure can still be a topic off limits for many people and cultures. It's almost as though we should be ashamed to explore ourselves and our partner, to explore our wants and our needs, to feel sexually satisfied. However, research shows that physical intimacy plays a huge role in our romantic relationships. And when our sex life dries up, it can cause other issues in the relationship too, which is why I've dedicated time to focus on this topic in this episode and in the next one. So to ramp up the passion in your lives, I'm going to talk about our biological responses, the emotional side, and give you some tips on how to overcome a dwindling sex life. And warning, listening to this may just increase your sexual desire and pleasure just by listening. And as I mentioned, there's going to be more on the benefits of orgasms and some more tips to help in the follow-up episode. So let's start with how we're biologically programmed to have sex and what role our mind plays in our ability to have a good sex life today. It's no secret that biologically, women and men are programmed to want to have sex. It's the way that we can procreate. And so this explains why during the ovulation in a woman's cycle, she feels more attractive, sexier, and finds her partner more desirable. Her libido increases. It's also the reason why men feel drawn to women when they're ovulating. The biological changes inside us are crying out for sex because that is what is natural to us. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, Nicola, I want to have sex, not to have children. For fun, for enjoyment, for pleasure. And that's totally understandable. In fact, that's great. And this is where it gets interesting. If you maintain a thriving, passionate sex life as you age and get older, biologically, your body will want to keep you young as it follows the blueprint that having sex leads to a baby, and to have a baby, you need to be youthful, healthy, and strong. According to experts, having regular sex slows down the whole aging process, helping us to look younger and feel younger, suggesting that the more sex you have, the more your body will aim to slow down the aging process, helping you to feel healthy and alive. Sex and orgasms are an anti-aging remedy, and I promise I'll definitely be sharing about orgasms in the next episode more. I remember speaking to a client about how disconnected she felt from her husband and how tired and exhausted she was with the household, chores, the chores for the children, that she was never in the mood for sex and she was always too tired. And my response to this was to flip the script, change the dialogue in her head, because great sex starts in the mind. First, I asked her to imagine that sex was in fact energizing, a great mood booster, and a great way to release the stress of the day. I asked her to stop thinking about, oh, I haven't got the energy, I don't feel attractive, I don't feel desirable, I can't be bothered, I've got to do the children's lunch boxes, I've got to get the school uniforms ready, I've got to get ready for work, I've got to wash my hair, I've got to do the washing, I've got to think about what meals to cook for the week, for us all. I just can't be doing it. And instead, to tell herself that I'm in the mood for sex, I want it, I can't wait for it, it's going to be good for me, it's going to be good for the relationship, it's going to be good all round. And I did, of course, ask her why she felt disconnected from her husband. And she said, because we're living parallel lives. And because she didn't feel seen, she didn't feel attractive. And she recognised that she wasn't taking any action to feel attractive. She was wearing her baggy t-shirts around the house, her hair scrunched up, no makeup. She didn't feel good in herself. So she also made the effort to take some actions to feel attractive and also to make the move on her husband. Because her husband had stopped trying to have sex with her. After being rejected for so long, he had given up. And she knew that it needed to be her to put the spark back in the relationship. And she loved her husband dearly, and he knew that unless she wanted the sex, it wouldn't be enjoyable for them both. So when she started telling herself, I can't wait for sex, it's going to be so great, I'm in the mood, doing some other things to feel more sexual, to feel more alive, asking for help around the house from her children and her husband, she really got into it, and it shifted everything for her and for them as a couple. You see, sex should never be a chore, because that is when you lose the spark. You know if you're only having sex to tick a box, and so will your partner. They can see it on your face, on your body language. And when it's a chore, it stops being exciting and fun. So if you're only having sex as a chore right now, I recommend you stop and think about what you can do to enhance the experience as a couple. Because if it continues to be a chore, it can often become a negative experience for both. However, if your mood and your mindset is right, then the sex will be great. Sex and orgasms, for them to be amazing, it always starts in the mind. And I see this couples with all the time who are going through fertility struggles. And if you can resonate with this, then my heart goes out to you. Sex can lose its appeal when you're advised to plan sex right down to the hour. Because of the short ovulation period, the schedule can take the excitement, the fun, the passion out of sex. And although we are biologically made to reproduce, we can do things to make sex erotic, fun, and super sensual. And I'm going to be sharing tips in both episodes, all of which can help you connect with your partner on a deeper level. Because let's be honest, sexual chemistry and connection can only help a baby-making process if that's what you want, right? And I'm sure you've heard stories of people who are about to start the fertility treatment. They started having loads of sex before they had to go on the schedule and they got pregnant. Because it wasn't forced, it wasn't planned, they were just having spontaneous, free, wild sex. And the same for those couples that give up on having children. They say, well, you know, we've done the fertility treatment, let's not bother anymore, it hasn't worked, and they just have sex anyway. And it works. And the British Fertility Society supports this by saying that sex should be as wild and as thrilling as it was when a couple first met, before they were even thinking about having babies, to give them the maximum possible chance of having a baby. So when it's free, when you both want it, when it's exciting, this is when children have the greatest chance of being born. In support of this statement, expert in reproductive physiology, Dr. Joe Ellington, states that the more excited men are, the further back in the testicle they are going to draw on their reserves of sperm. So if you have what she calls gourmet sex, which is where you really spend time making sure that both partners are getting maximum pleasure, the more stimulated the man's going to be, the more he's going to ejaculate healthier sperm and more sperm. Now, fertility aside, I get that most people listening to this episode want to know how to increase their sexual passion and desire, and this is not connected to having a baby. So let's look at our mind's role in the ability to have a good sex life. I've talked about the mind and body connection on many occasions. It's so important to understand that the connection between our unconscious mind and our physical well-being is so powerful. Our unconscious mind controls our heartbeat, it makes our nails grow, our hair shine, our breathing, our digestion, and it also will be able to control whether you let go in sex, relax, have powerful orgasms, and enjoy it. What you think, you create with your thoughts, and you create your reality based on your thoughts and beliefs. If you believe that sex is a chore, sex is boring, that you don't have the energy, you can't relax enough, that it's going to hurt, that it's too painful, you're going to close up, it's going to be dry, it's going to be difficult for the couple. If you believe that your partner is not doing the right things, and you say that in your head, you're not going to experience the right things. If you don't feel attractive, if you can't stand them touching your stomach, your thighs, if you feel like, oh, get off me, because you don't feel good in yourself, unfortunately, your sex life is going to suffer. And this is where, sadly, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. One of my clients explained that she found sex painful. When we discussed the lead up to the moment when they were having sex, I noticed that there was this huge build up. They would often set up a date night where everything was set up beautifully. They'll both get dressed up and have a romantic dinner together. And whilst this sounds lovely, the build up gave her too much time to overthink the situation. And because she was not as experienced as her husband, she kept worrying that she would disappoint him or leaving him feeling unsatisfied, that she was not good enough for him sexually. This caused her to become stiff and tight when they got into bed, making it harder for her to relax and enjoy having sex. It became painful as she was in her head and not in her body throughout the whole sexual experience. When your mind is preoccupied with negative thoughts, you can't let your body relax, especially if you're expecting the worst to come true, because that is what you're focused on. In her case, expecting pain and to disappoint occupied her mind. She wasn't really there, present in the experience. He could feel that she was not present in the experience, and he wondered what he was doing wrong. Then he started to have negative thoughts, like, I'm doing this wrong, what's wrong with me, why isn't she happy, why isn't she smiling, why isn't she having an orgasm, why isn't she wet, you know, all of these kind of things. So when you stop trying, things become easier. When you tell your mind to enjoy, to relax, to feel confident, to feel desirable, to feel sexual, to enjoy pleasure, then you're going to feel more comfortable in being yourself and knowing yourself as good enough, and then everything shifts. When I work with people, you'd be amazed how powerful, just in a few sessions, we can get their whole mindset to shift everything, and then everything can shift for them in the body. Knowing that this huge build-up was adding to the stress of sex, for this couple, we decided to change the routine. Instead of having sex on these grand date nights leading up to sex, I suggested that they both try initiating sex spontaneously on any day, in any part of the house, or outside if they were brave enough. I also created a multi-orgasmic hypnotherapy track for her and him in a private hypnosis session with me, so it was a long one for them both. It focused on suggestions to orgasm easily, to see themselves having great pleasure together, and that they're deserving of a great sex life. We removed any taboos and things that they were told as children about sex that were negative. And I gave them the recording to listen to every day to get their subconscious mind in the mood. And this helped her to feel confident and more relaxed, to enable her body to just open. And this, and the element of surprise, took away the pressure, and they started to enjoy exploring one another more. The more she enjoyed sex, the more he enjoyed sex, and the less worried she became about being inexperienced. Instead of waiting to be in the mood for sex, just do it. When you initiate sex or start to get into the swing of things, you get in the mood. Too many people wait to feel more desire for their partner, or wait to feel more attracted to them. I'll wait to feel more sexual towards them. I'll wait for my sexual motivation to come back. But it doesn't come back like that. It comes back by just doing it. It's kind of like going to the gym or any other form of exercise. You often don't feel like you're in the mood before you start. But once you start, within 10 minutes or so, you get in the mood. And so many couples that don't have sex for so many months, once they have sex, they're like, oh, it's really good. I can't believe we waited so long. So just do it, as the Nike saying goes. It's also really important to release any fears that you may have about sex, because these can, of course, block your sexual experience. And if you're finding that your routine is same old, and it's become boring, then finding new ways to add excitement and passion to it is important. And I'm going to be sharing more about this shortly. Often women will share with me that they don't know what they like, and this is where exploration is important. Finding out what you like is so crucial for your own sexual pleasure and to help your partner. Taking time to know what helps you reach an orgasm is one of the best gifts you can give yourself. I hear often women saying that they don't experience an orgasm when having sex, and this can leave them feeling like their needs are neglected. Yet sex starts in the mind, and some people have not allowed themselves to let go. Not allowing yourself to fully let go is one of the main, if not the most important reasons why women struggle to have orgasms. Not allowing yourself to relax, to express yourself, to feel confident can block that happening for you as a couple. And this is why I created the Orgasmic Woman Hypnotherapy. It's designed to help women to have more orgasms, whether that's through clitoral, their own pleasure, or through penetration, as well as to experience multiple orgasms and full body orgasms. Like all of my hypnotherapy tracks, it works by repetition. So I sell it in my Sexual Libido audio program for women, and it tells your mind that you feel sexually alive, that you're able to enjoy and let go, that you're allowing all of the benefits of orgasms and sexual pleasure to come into your life, and that you feel good in yourself. You feel good having sex. Because many of us, sadly, are taught as children by elders or religion to believe that sex is dirty, is bad, and for women, unladylike to desire sex. It's not something one should ask for or desire or seek for pleasure. Yet, if you think about it, the clitoris in the female body serves no other function than to give pleasure. There's no other purpose for it. It's only about pleasure. Our bodies are designed to enjoy sex. Culturally, it is in many parts of the world a taboo subject. And that's why often a mindset shift needs to happen for an individual to change it, either through some sex education, releasing sexual blocks through therapy, which I do often, or with hypnotherapy to release any unhealthy beliefs and to install new ones. So here are a few tips to support you, and I'm going to be sharing more in part two, where I'm talking about the benefits of orgasms and some other tips there. So I mentioned the first tip, that's really about exploring what turns you on. Knowing yourself, knowing your body, knowing what you like, knowing what you dislike will make your intimacy so much better and so much more exciting. So taking time out to explore yourself, locking your door, playing some nice music, having a nice shower or bath before, maybe lighting a candle, I'm talking to the women now, and exploring yourself. And you may feel a bit uncomfortable at first, it may feel a bit different, a bit weird, but it's not, you know, it's just what we've been told, it's just those blocks, and that can be a great shift. So let's talk about couple techniques. So fantasy, fantasize. Sharing your fantasies and fulfilling each other's fantasies is one thing you can do. Some couples like role-playing, playing the role of different people or professions can give some people that sexual boost, that sexual interest, and makes it a bit more exciting. Sharing what you like and dislike, of course, is very important. And if you're not good at accents, I recommend that if you're doing role plays, just dress up, but don't necessarily speak. Pull each other's clothes off and just enjoy that way. Some people, they recommend meeting their partner at a bar, pretending they're meeting on a first date, giving each other fake names, telling funny stories, and going home together. And some experts recommend that you can fantasize about another person in your head if you want to when you're having sex, like a famous actor or actress. Now, some people believe that this is wrong because it's imagining someone else. However, if there's no infidelity happening, if it's with someone that's famous, someone that you're never ever going to be with, then it's just using your imagination, and it can help you to reach new heights of sexual pleasure, new heights of orgasms with your partner. And most couples, they say, well, I don't really mind as long as you're having sex with me and we're having sex together. If you want to think about Brad Pitt, if you want to think about Adele or whoever, then go ahead. So it's up to you. Maybe that's something you want to discuss, because is it important to keep the sexual aliveness in a relationship? I really hope that what I've shared today has been in some way useful to you. If you would like any further support releasing sexual trauma, sexual blocks, or as a couple, if you would like to learn more about my hypnotherapy tracks, there are 4 for men and 5 for women, and they're just tracks that you listen to again and again to shift your mindset, to become more sexually confident, open, overcome some of the common issues that people have when it comes to sex, then I'd happily share more. You can read about the audio programs on my website, nicolabeer.com. If you're more interested in some personal work with me, you can email me, nb@nicolabeer.com. And it'll be so amazing to have with you in the Facebook group. If you're not already in there, please do connect with me in there, because I'm going to be sharing more videos on this topic, more videos on other topics, and it'll be great to have that slightly more personal connection than a podcast. So you can just search in Facebook, Nicola Beer Relationship Advice Tools and Tips. It's about wellness, it's about relationships. No one can see that you're in the group because it's a private group, and I'm there to help you. And there's so many other people in there sharing their stories, giving support and advice to other people asking questions. It's a wonderful community, and I'd love you to be part of it. From my heart to yours, wishing you an amazing day or evening ahead, wherever you are. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.